Welcome to New News. Today we'll be interviewing Mr. Fear about rugby.
Why did you pick to be a rugby coach in the first place?
Hamish, I started coaching after I finished my career as a player. So I was a player at your age. I always dreamed to be a rugby player. Came to this school actually and played all the way through here. Made some reasonable teams during that time, but then I got injured at a very young age, at 19, and it ended my career. But I'd built up a love, I guess, for the game. And after a little bit of time where I actually was pretty down and depressed and didn't know what I wanted to do, I knew that part of the things that I did love doing was being involved in rugby, so I wanted to find avenues to get back into the game. So I had a few different ways in which I did that. I started when I was 23, I made the decision to go to university and do sports science. And that sort of gave me an avenue into sport generally, and then I did a physio degree directly following that, and that got me into rugby as a physio. And then while I was studying, I was coaching at the time, and then I got my first full-time coaching role and my second year out as a physio, and I decided to put physio to the side and be a full-time coach. So it gave me a great opportunity to stay in the game, and those experiences, both as a player and then within university study work I did during that university study, gave me opportunities to do what I love doing.
And we're rolling.
Okay, so second question. Would you suggest rugby to people who haven't played any sport, no sport at all?
I'm going to be massively biased about that. Of course I am. I think everyone should give games like rugby a go, without a doubt. But I also think the younger you are, the better it is to play rugby. I'm not going to skirt around the fact that it's a confrontational game. There's contact and there's going to be injuries. I'm also going to be very biased, so that means I'm going to be negative to other teams, other sports. But just to set the scene, there are many other sports, so like, let's take football for example, repetitive low trauma to the head by constantly hitting the ball with your head is actually a study that they've done in the UK to see that there's a large amount of early onset dementia in footballers, particularly through the 70s and 80s. Now the ball's changed, it's not a leather ball anymore, it's a synthetic ball, but there's a risk there. AFL, people are really following AFL a lot over the last decade now here in Australia, but that 360 degree type of sport increases the risk of injury, significant head injury, and you've seen that in that game recently in some articles as well. So the fear of rugby is definitely there, and there's a stigma around that, but it's not too dissimilar to other sports. And then you look at, well, why should you give rugby a go? And you say, well, the beauty of rugby is that big fat guy like myself, or a tall, lean guy like yourself, or a fast, strong, nuggety guy like yourself, Nick, there's a position for you. And that's going to expose your strengths. And you know, I can't play that, so I can't take your position and expose your strengths, Hamish, and I can't play that. I can't take your position. Where, say, other sports, a lot of other sports, they are quite robotic as such. So any type, like tall, athletic and fast, that's who you need to be.
So you're saying that there's a position for everybody in rugby.
And that's been the typical all shapes and sizes tag for rugby. I do believe there's a lot of culture in rugby. I think on the sidelines you get great people on the sidelines, you learn great values. It allows then people who haven't succeeded in being supreme athletes in sport, it allows them to thrive and have a role that then they can be really proud of, and more so when you're in your junior years than to when you're in your older years. So if you can, and I've got two young boys, right, so if those young boys can get a sense of achievement in their sport that's unique to them, then I think that's really special Now they might struggle to do that in a sport that you have to be fast, tall and athletic, and most sports are fast, tall and athletic, right? So they might struggle in that sport, but they might be really good at being a little halfback, or really good at being a prop, or really good at being a line-out jumper or something like that. And then they go, wow, I'm one of the best in that position, as opposed to people just run past me all the time.
And I don't know what to do, Okay, so final question. Say if you were in a rugby team, what position do you think you would play?
Well, I was in a rugby team. I was in a rugby team, and the position I played was a position I loved, and generally you get this from those people that play that position. I was a front rower, and I loved that position. It's one of those roles in the game of rugby where you go one-on-one directly with your opposition in a scrum. And it's a battle, you versus that other person, where most of the other positions, it could be anyone in front of you. So there's a uniqueness there, and that they often say that the front rowers are different, and sometimes it's not positive in what they say about front rowers, but not in a negative way, but just that front rowers are probably easy targets for the glory people in the backs. But we love what we do, and I definitely love being in the front row. I thought that was a great challenge, scrum, line out. I played in an era where we didn't touch the ball much. I would have to say, I reckon there was many a game that I did not touch the ball in. And I thought one of my strengths was my ability to have some skill with the ball. And I'd love to play in this era now where the front rowers are significant players with the ball as well. I think it's a really exciting time now where front rowers is a major part of the way in which you play in attack.
Thank you, sir. That was very nice of you to spend your time with us.
Yeah.
And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Hamish.
Some insightful stories from Mr. Fear. Thank you to Mr. Fear for letting us interview him. Thank you, and have a nice day.